What I want to talk about is what it was like being there for the first couple of conferences. So at the second ever conference, so Ellie, I'm sure, mentioned that we copied an organization called Results that had proven to be very, very effective at getting the U.S. Congress to increase appropriations for dealing with worldwide poverty. And so the night after the second conference, after we'd been on the Hill all day, we had a reception, and there were quite a few people from Results, and there were a few of us in CCL, and we were walking around and talking to each other, and we were all almost stupefied of what had just happened. I'd call it almost like those times in your life when you'd been in a good state of shock, because at least I couldn't believe what had just happened to me. And it took me a long time to begin to be able to describe, you know, having something that seems so remote, like your government or democracy or Capitol Hill, and then finding out that a group of people could get an enormous amount of access to it simply by asking and then training themselves and then being respectful. And we were all kind of stunned. And one of our group leaders from Salt Lake City is a retired physician named Dave Fallon. And I remember this moment in the reception where we just locked eyes and had one of those kind of moments of, my God, what do we have our hands on? And both of us just started shaking. Like we didn't say a word. We never said anything. We never talked about it. Everybody at some point in your life have had those moments where you connected with someone where you believed that you knew exactly what they were thinking, and you believed that they knew exactly what you were thinking. And it was one of those moments of, my God, we've got our hands on something that something remarkable can be done with, and it shook us to our core. So that's one experience I want to share with you. And then the second is, the next year, I believe, was the first time Ellie was with us at the conference. And when she got home, she wrote me this note, and I remember sitting in my living room reading it on my phone. And the note started something like, I've birthed two children at home. And she listed two or three other really interesting, challenging things that she'd done in her life. And she said, I have to put being at the conference up there with those experiences. And I like read it to everybody I could see, saying, you know, there's something remarkable if you don't take the cynical view of things, and if you don't just accept that you can't make a difference, and if you don't listen to what all the experts say and just go in there. And, you know, back then everybody was telling us, there's no reason for you to talk to Republicans. The only people you should be talking to is Democrats, and they're cynical anyway, so I don't know why you're talking to them anyway. But then we just did anyway. And it was like that moment with Dave reading Ellie's note on my phone over and over and over again of, you know, there's something happening here that I hate to use this word, but it almost feels like magic. And I think it does have to do with being willing to do things that everybody says you shouldn't waste your time doing because it's impossible. So, you know, yeah, I promise you, if you can make it there in June again this year, we'll have some really good speakers, and we'll have some sessions, and we'll train ourselves, and you'll get to meet and see and spend time with a lot of people from the organization. But don't do it unless you are ready to have your life changed. Because every single time I've been there, I think my DNA has been fundamentally altered, where it becomes harder and harder for me to accept the kind of cynical view of the world. So we could, anytime you want, I'd be happy to talk about the things that actually happen. But if you decide to come, I think you should come because you want to be shatter to your bones of the way that you view the world and you view our government and our Congress.